All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 1st, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation that'll be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here, profess my faith, as well as to ask for your blessings for the citizens and elected officials, as well as the staff of Jefferson County. I say a special blessing for all those in the audience today. I ask you to bless those overseas fighting for our democracy so that we can make decisions for our citizens. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please,
stop playing.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome. We have a guest here today from out of town, the county judge of Polk County, Judge John Thompson, and so I'm going to take the first agenda item out of order, which will be under county commissioners. Item A is to receive a presentation from Judge John Thompson regarding Gulf Coast Strategic Highway Coalition. And so, Judge, if you're ready to go, I'll turn it over to you.
Sheriff Jeffries, make sure y'all come to the front now and get him out of here. Judge, good
come
to
on,
see
commission.
You.
Your Honor and Commissioners, a pleasure to be here today with you to talk about something that's important to both my county and your county and all the folks in between. Several years ago, we started out on a project to improve Highway 190, which ran east and west. And as a result, we found that we called it Forts to Ports. And with Beaumont and Corpus Christi being the two primary ports for the forts, then we have a natural kinship in working together to improve the highway system between all of the forts along 190 east and west, starting with Bliss, Hood, Polk, and on into the eastern areas. So this project, as I said, has been going on a long time. We've got traction now. And we're going to talk to you a little bit about the successes of the 2012. We were able to get a study that studied the traffic and the need from the ports to an east-west corridor. And I'm happy to say that TxDOT's report was found to be very successful. There is a need, and quite frankly, that need, kind of the first priority at TxDOT, and I don't know if Tucker or somebody from TxDOT's here, has been I-35. Next, it's 69, and the next is, I think, going to be, will be the combination of the tributaries to the ports up to a new east-west corridor, which will serve the ports. We receive resolutions, and you can see on there, and do you have a packet in front of you? If you do, you can follow along. Gary, if we could back up to that first slide, let me just mention, first one, other than the my ugly mug, that Peggy Turin's been around with TxDOT for a very long time and was very instrumental in that study. Tucker, you recognize as your local TxDOT district engineer, and in our coalition, we have folks from both Texas and Louisiana, and this, the other guy, James Branch, is from the city of Alexandria. Fort Polk in Louisiana is the second largest payroll in the entire state, second only to state employees. That's how big of an impact Fort Polk has on the state of Louisiana. And if we look at Texas and the importance of DOD jobs in the state of Texas, whether they be at the Port of Beaumont or at one of the forts or one of the ancillary businesses and or things like that, it's very important also to the state of Texas and to the nation. Next slide. Resolutions, you'll see it's broad span. Brazos County, a lot of interest in Brazos County, especially in the east-west part, because if you know any Aggies and you know anybody from A&M, they talk about the largest area in the state of Texas not served by an interstate highway. And I don't understand that, because don't all the engineers come from A&M? Anyway, but Polk County, Port of Corpus Christi, Walker County, City of Huntsville, Temple, Coastal Bend Council of Government, Deep East Texas Council of Government. It's a big project. It has a lot of support along the route, and we're here today to talk to you about Jefferson County joining in and being a voting member of our board and a dues-paying member of our board. And moving on to the next slide. This is a little bit more detail about what the study did. 5-year study finds 4 lanes, US 190 feasible, plus the routes from the east-west portion, which gets the forts involved, down to the ports, which is just as important, or it's all a part of the plan. And you know, I think about recently, my neighbor to the east is Tyler County, and the port down here has a real vested interest in improving that highway system, not just for the military traffic, but for the forest-related industries that are going to be using the port at Beaumont and the other port south of
Port Arthur.
So very important. If you look at this, and we talk about all the projects up and down the corridors, the various corridors, east, west, north, and south, we've got about $487 million worth of projects funded at this moment. Now, we know that's only the tip of the iceberg, that there are a lot of projects that are needed to complete the section you're interested in and the section that all the rest of us are interested in. And the thing you find in Austin is that the larger your group, the more political strength you have when you go and speak with one voice, and that's the reason we really want you to. We don't have a lot of overhead. We have one paid employee, and it's not me. Polk County pays me, and they allow me to do things outside of the county, and I'm very appreciative of that. But it is important. Everything, all the money you spend will help us further the cause. Next slide. As a part of our due diligence, Gary has been up and down the corridor, east and west, north and south, and visited with the district engineers, talking to them about the various projects that are needed, the cost of those various projects, and we make that known as a part of our package. We work with the district engineers, promote it in Austin, and that's what we want you to become a part of. Last but not least, transportation funding is huge. And again, the larger your organization is, we are also a part of the Transportation Advocates of Texas. And that's everybody in Texas that has a vested interest in furthering transportation needs. And Jim Reed is from San Antonio, but he represents all of us and all of the various organizations, whether they're trade organizations, governmental entities, economic development groups, ports, all of us working together to try to come up with a good, sustainable revenue stream so that new construction can take place. We are here. We've asked Senator Nichols has got a bill that seems to have maybe the best chance of passing. But we began any good, sustainable form of funding we have been supportive of. But his is redirecting the sales tax over a period of 10 years to where it goes directly into funding transportation. We are asking that both the combination of the county and the port to cover it's a $10,000 a year effort. We're asking the county if they can come up with half, the port would come up with half, and there would be board seats that are, go along with that so that you can be a part of setting the priorities and representing your area. And if you will, Gary, would you hand them, our board right now consists of Mark Allen, who's a county judge in Jasper County, Nancy Berry, the mayor of the city of College Station, Scott Cosper is with the MPO in Colleen Temple, John LaRue is the head of the port of Corpus Christi, Nelda Martinez is the mayor in Corpus Christi, Malcolm Morris is with the Vernon Parish Polish Jury east of the Sabine, and represents the Fort Polk group. Dwayne Peters, county judge in Brazos County, Danny Pierce, Walker County judge, Terry Simpson, San Patricio County judge, and myself. And we would love to see two more names on that, one from the county and one from the ports down here to help us take the message to Austin and be successful in a project that, again, is very important to all of us. Be glad to answer any questions from everybody except maybe Commissioner Alford.
Judge, we thank you so much for taking time to come down here. You are correct in that the Highway 69 corridor is extremely important to the ports down in this area, and one where, especially since we lack a northwest rail spur at this point in time because of the abandonment of an old spur that ran up the old right. Highway 6996 or 69287 roadway. So we'll plan on having an agenda in the very near future for further discussion. And
okay.
And that initial, I know all the commissioners have gotten a copy of the handout that you gave us.
Yes, sir.
When you originally came and visited. So we'll look at that again this week and plan on having okay. an action item pretty soon.
Well, I hope you will join us. Again, I think it's money well spent for the future of your area, your county, and your area. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Judge, have you had any conversation with the Port of Port Arthur?
No, sir. We have had several meetings with the Port of Beaumont, but we have not had any direct. Gary, have you had any with Port?
Well, I will tell you that I think that would be worthwhile because a lot of those, I think the majority of those pellets are going to be coming down from Tyler, Polk County area, are actually going into some silos that are being constructed as we speak at the Port of Port Arthur.
Okay.
And
well, absolutely, we'll follow up with that.
Representative White introduced that legislation on the overweight trucks. Has Polk County taken a stand on that?
We have not. With some modification and some assurances about the routing on county roads, we have the bill that is the way it's crafted now will be heard tomorrow in Austin. Is my understanding, we signed off on it, they've signed off on it, so I think it's moving at least as far as to the hearing and where it goes from there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're always happy for an expanding economy, for new jobs, and for economic activity that helps provide for the people of the area. But I understand there's supposed to be one truck every 6 minutes, one 18-wheeler. I am concerned about that Highway 69 and the congestion it can likely cause on that as a result of that many trucks.
It's going to create some challenges, and also is with I think usually with every challenge comes an opportunity, and the opportunity is for us to step it up and make those jobs happen and let the Western Europeans send some money this way.
Right, Judge. And also, the reason I'm asking, I was in a discussion last week. The silos are being constructed. I think one is pretty much the framework is already up. And I met with one of the port commissioners last week, and that's going to be some lane issues. So I think y'all might want to get in pretty quick with them.
Okay,
I think the judge has contacts. I have them. Anyone up here should have contacts.
Okay. We will look to you to give us the contact person, and we will
yes,
definitely follow
thank
up.
You.
Yes,
Gary,
sir. Thank you.
Floyd Gaspard is the director of the Port of Port Arthur, and asked to meet with him and a couple of their commissioners, Linda Spears, Morris Albright, one of them. And if you need any introductions or anything, feel free to call upon Ms. or Commissioner Senegal. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Judge,
appreciate
I know you want to get back
on the road. Look forward
to
hearing from you.
Thank you for
soon.
Coming today. We appreciate you taking your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, returning to the agenda, we'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to award the lease of property on Viterbo Road, which is a former National Guard Armory office facility in Jefferson County, to Triple R Brothers Limited. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number one to the contract rebid for Jefferson County for the generator and generator receptacles at all lift stations for water control and improvement district number 10 to include the current wage rate decisions for the water control and improvement district. Item C is to amend the award of the refurbishment of the Jefferson County Health Clinic with Basco Construction Inc. to include alternate number one in the amount of $24,063, alternate number two in the amount of $540, and alternate number three in the amount of $5,200. In addition to the originally awarded base bid of $340,066, bringing the award total to $369,869. Item D is to approve, execute, receive, and file the contract for the refurbishment of the Jefferson County Health Clinic North, Beaumont Clinic, with Basco Construction, Inc., in the amount of $369,869. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None noted. And I'll note that Commissioner Eddie Arnold had to be out of town today, so he is absent. Moving on to items under county commissioners, we've covered item A. Item B is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the spring 2013 grants cycle that are set forth within the body of the Commissioner's Court agenda. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and
City of Groves.
Let me find out. Screen went down to where it was so small it was unreadable. And the City of Groves for Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Nederland for Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. Item E is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Port Neches Groves Independent School District for Precinct 2 to assist them in parking lot repairs. And item F is to consider, possibly approve, and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Nature Precinct 2 to assist them in road repairs. We have a motion on those items under commissioners.
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And for the members of the public, I'd just note that there is a statute that the Texas legislature has passed called the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement, which allows for units of local government, normally counties and cities, counties and school districts, to work together to where a city might provide the materials and the county the labor to improve roads and parking lots on public property that's never used on private property. And it allows one governmental entity that might have equipment and another governmental entity to cooperate to accomplish a public purpose. And we try to do that whenever it's for the mutual benefit of both units of local government, and we'll save money. Moving on to items under county auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 3 for additional cost in the amount of $10,000 coming from road machinery to minor equipment. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost road machinery in the amount of $10,000. Item C is to consider and approve budget amendment for general services for termination allowances in the amount of $140,000 for termination allowance, $23,000 for FICA expenses, and $11,000 for employee retirement from the contingency appropriation, which totals $174,000. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 7 to replace 5 computers in the amount of $7,399. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for the morgue for additional costs for repairs of the facility in the amount of $5,000. Item F is to consider and approve an internal reallocation of capital project funds. The funds to be reallocated are the the KEPRA matching funds of $447,228, the Pleasure Island Shore project funds in the amount of $210,587,000. And those funds are being reallocated to fund the erosion control project on Pleasure Island that has an estimated cost of $1,656,761. We still have approximately $1 million available in Coastal Impact Assistance Program funds that come from the offshore oil wells that are available, royalties to help fund this project. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 378353 through 378606. Do I have a motion on those items under county audit?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is to receive and file a supplemental submission to the Department of Justice under the Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for pre-clearance of polling locations for the May 11, 2013 creation of the Emergency Services District Number 4 election. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 03P-13 to Crosstex NGL Pipeline LP for a proposed 12, I think that should be a 12 inch, it's a 12 foot, 12 inch pipeline crossing in precinct number 1 at 5 crossings being North China Road, Big Oaks Road, Range Road, Sour Lake Road, and Tolliver Canal Road. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there anything else any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public or any elected official? That if not, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much, and thank you to the members of the Tourism Commission for being here, Dr. Parker, Tammy, Kathy, and we are adjourned.